Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. Today's subject, we're continuing on with the subject called prayer, communication, intimacy, and relationship. We're doing part two today, and we're doing the topic number three, which is called the force of righteousness. Let us now go back to our foundation scripture, and we find this in James chapter 5, verse 16. Reading from verse 16, confess your trespasses one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. What does avails much mean? It means accomplishes much. For prayer to be successful, as I've said before, it must be based on the word of God and prayed in faith from a point of your righteousness, your right standing with God. You became right standing with God the moment that you were born again through Jesus Christ and receiving his sacrifice on the cross for your sins. Some people praying may come from a point of, Lord, I'm not worthy to pray, or I'm not worthy to receive this prayer answered. It's not a case of how worthy you are, it's a case of how worthy he is. When we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we give him our sins and we exchange for his righteousness. We didn't make ourselves righteous. Jesus Christ made us righteous through his sacrifice on the cross. So it's not a case of me or you being worthy to pray to God. It's a case that Jesus Christ has made us worthy and put us in that position to pray to his Father, which is now our Father, through his name, and to have our prayers answered. So when we pray in faith from a point of righteousness. I have a right standing with God. I've been made that position through Jesus Christ. Therefore, I have got the right to go to the Father and pray in the name of Jesus and expect my prayers to be answered, providing those prayers are in line with the word of God and they're not selfish prayers. Let me continue on with this topic called the force of righteousness. It's very important to understand that we can at any time go to the Father and pray and expect God to hear our prayers and to have them answered. I want to go to Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5 and verses 17 to 21, particularly verse 21. But let's start at verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. This is talking about a born-again believer. Verse 18, now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Verse 20, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God. Verse 21, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we may become the righteousness of God in him. Verse 21 is the key one here. Well, so is verse 17, of course. It means if you're born again, you're now in a position of righteousness through what Christ did. Not of yourselves, not of your works. It's purely a gift of grace. But verse 21 says, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we may become the righteousness of God. The cross is also called the great exchange, where we exchange our sins for his righteousness. It says in verse 21 that we may become the righteousness of God in him. Therefore, if you are born again, that means if you've given your life to God and received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are automatically the righteousness of God. You have right standing. You have the right to come into the throne room of grace boldly and talk to the Father. We see in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 to 21, that we have been made the righteousness of God in and through Christ Jesus. It's by grace and not by works. In other words, you can't earn that righteous position by your own works. It's by grace. Therefore, we have the confidence that God hears us. It says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12, that the eyes of the Lord are over all the righteous and his ears are open to their prayers. This scripture is actually saying that if you're born again, the eyes of the Lord are watching over you, over your righteousness, and his ears are open to your prayers. We can approach our Father, God, with boldness because of what Jesus Christ has achieved on the cross by dying in our place as a substitute and paying the penalty for our sins. We can come boldly unto the throne room of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. What these scriptures are saying is that you've been made the righteousness of God And through that righteous position, God is watching you and waiting to hear your prayers. And when we pray in the name of Jesus, that is the key to having those prayers answered as well. Our righteousness is not based on who we are or what we do. It is based purely on the victory over sin and death won by us by Lord Jesus Christ. We can never be more righteous as the first minute we were born again. You can't grow in righteousness. You are the righteousness automatically when you become born again. There's no other way. It is a finished work in Christ and therefore a solid foundation for prayer. In Jesus, we are and have been made the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. Some people might say, I don't feel righteous or righteousness. It's not a case of what you feel, it's a case of what you become. Do not allow your emotions, your feelings to tell you whether you're the righteousness of God or not. The day you're born again, you receive Jesus Christ into your heart as Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit recreates your spirit into righteousness. It's got nothing to do with your emotions or your feelings or whether you're male or whether you're female or whether you're a different colored skin. It's got to do with the fact if you're a human being and you've made Jesus Christ Lord and Savior with your heart, the recreation comes by the Holy Spirit instantly. Your spirit man is recreated from unrighteousness to righteousness, and you have a right standing with God no matter what you feel. The important point of this message today is that when you pray, go to the Father in the name of Jesus, not from a begging point of view, but from a righteous point of view. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and God is expecting you to come into a throne room of grace by prayer and ask for petitions or things to be fulfilled or answered. God loves you so much, he sent his son into the world to put you into a position of righteousness. And that's the only way a human being can come into a position of righteousness before God is through the doorway. And that doorway is Christ Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father but through him or by him. I hope you've enjoyed today's message. The next message coming along is part 3, and the topic will be Believing We Receive When We Pray. Thank you for being with me once again today, and I hope you've enjoyed it. God bless.